Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we decide if moms should be allowed at Disney World, we talk the gay hanky code, we recommend some of our favorite Netflix shows, and we figure out our porn star names according to Mamrie and Grace. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Jinx, you owe me a monsoon.
You owe
I guess,
me
oh a... my God, Jinx Monsoon could have been one of the drag names with the natural disaster.
Oh, you're right. Where were we?
We're fools.
God, we're fired.
You thought you came up with a good drag name this week. It was what? Izzy Uncut?
No. That was our friend sent me that, and I relate it to you.
Oh, I was like, that person already exists.
I've got my web, the tangled web I weave, is just individual text to every gay I know, and it's always just drag name, colon, and then the drag name.
Well, although, I know. We've talked about this last week on the podcast. Hello.
Our one dumb friend texted us and came up with a real good drag name this week, which was... Please welcome to the stage, special guest.
Oh, yeah. I actually really did like it. I think it's...
I loved it. With special guest, special guest.
I also like the name drag queen. So...
Wait. I told you I love prom queen the drag queen.
No, just drag queen and special guest as a duo no. that travel the nation. Who's performing at that show? Oh, drag queen and special guest. I think it works.
My name is Drag Queen.
Hello.
I am 22. I am from New York.
I am from Chicago.
And my pussy be popping.
Anyway, Corey, what's new? What's happening?
Well, you know, we're just recovering from a big Dory Alley weekend up here in San Francisco.
What is Dory Alley weekend? What is that one?
Dory Alley is the one that they call Folsom's Dirty Little Sister.
Oh.
Or... Folsom's dirty little play cousin.
What is Folsom?
Folsom's are like leather and kink fest.
Yeah, I like Folsom. It's fun. Everyone shows up in a harness. I love
you
it.
You should come this year.
When is it?
It's like the last Sunday in September.
Mm. Okay, well, who knows? Maybe I'll swing through. So Dory Alley is like that, but different how?
Yeah, Dory Alley is always a little more kinkier. Like there's... Like, you definitely walk in, they, like, close off the streets, and you, like, walk in, and there's definitely, like, an area where there's little, like, bathtubs, because they're, like, kiddie pools, if I'm being completely honest. Like, kiddie pools where you can go sit in and let people pee on you if you want. Oh. There's, like, people strung up and, like shackles and stuff, and you can, like, whip them or spank them, or it's very fine. Find your fetish.
You know what? We are supportive of anybody and everybody that has their own little thing that tickles their pickle, gets them going.
Yeah.
You know.
Listen, you're in charge of your own good time.
Did someone say urine?
As long as you have consent from the other parties.
Sure. And, well,
or the other potties.
Thank you. Come on, piss play queen. Come on, urine crown.
Well, I did just get a new mustard bandana. that you would love.
That is my the problem I have is that my favorite bandana is my yellow bandana, and I feel like that's sending mixed signals.
I'm like half tempted to pause this and run and get the new my new bandana out of the dryer because it is such a fun mustard golden yellow. It's not like bright yellow like the one I think you have.
Well, there's a difference then. A golden
golden hanky bandana. What's it mean? This is bringing me back to, I think this was like podcast episode 6 where we really dissected the hanky code.
Well, a golden bandana is is two people looking for one. If you don't know, there's a thing called the hanky code in the gay community. It used to be a thing back in the day before, like, you could list your interests on Grindr into what you're into, but you would wear a hanky, like a handkerchief. I said the word hanky the other day and people were like, what's that? Austin and Jamie, I think, were like, what are you trying to say bandana? I said, no, hanky.
Do you know how you make a hanky dance?
Tell me.
You put a little boogie in it.
Okay. Well, yeah. The point is you could get a whole bunch of different handkerchiefs or bandanas and put them in your back pocket. And if it goes in your left back pocket, is it my left or your left? That's what I never know. That means...
Baby, if they're looking at your ass, then your left is going to be their left.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you ain't left, I'm right.
Well, if you left on red, that means you're a fist fucker.
Who's on third?
I don't know. If you're looking for a third, that means you're wearing a gold bandana.
Bitch, well, here I am. Oh, well, you know me. Another life alone. Another Dory alone.
Well, baby, you're wearing brown on right, honey.
Oh, well, that's a fisting. No, that's a pooping.
That's pooping. A scat bottom, you know.
Please welcome to the stage, Scat Bottom.
Oh, my God. Lime green is... You want to buy somebody dinner. That's so sweet.
So does that mean lime green on the left means you want someone to buy you dinner?
Well, this lists it as dinner off or dines off tricks. And then the other one is dinner plate. I'm like,
No. Don't you think that means when they like eat sushi off of your naked body?
Oh, it could be. I don't know. If anybody's an expert on this, I feel like... I'm looking at a sheet that maybe has probably up to 40 different colors.
Including a doily.
In a doily. Yes, a doily. A doily. What? A doily? What is it? It doesn't list it as a doily, but it's on here somewhere. What's another word for doily? Lace.
Wait, really?
White lace means I like white bottoms. And white lace on the right means I like white tops.
Well, if that ain't the whole white community.
Well, sugar plum. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Anyway, you went to Dory Alley. Did you wear any particular handkerchiefs?
Well, actually, what I did was stayed home and watched people's stories.
Are you serious? You didn't even go to Dory Alley?
Listen, no. And listen, actually, look, I had this candy necklace already because I was going to wear my harness and my candy necklace. And then I didn't really have anyone to go with. Because you know me, another life alone.
You wouldn't go to something like that by yourself?
Well, I should send you the picture that one of my friends had on their story, and then I asked them to like download it and send it to me. It was like this man in a full, like one of those plastic, like real looking face masks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Looks a little like put the lotion on your skin.
Yeah.
It was one of those as like a woman in like a purple, like lavender, lacy moment. I'll send it to you.
Please do.
It was great. It was great. But instead of that, I watched people's stories and I binged the entire final season of Orange is the New Black because busy.
I saw that somebody in Orange is the New Black. Did you ever see the movie version of Into the Woods?
With Meryl Streep?
Well, it was like the stage
with James Corden.
No. That was like a new something. It was the stage production that they filmed back in the day with Bernadette Peters.
No, but I never saw that. I do know Bernadette Peters.
Well, thank God. Okay. Well, my point is the girl who plays Little Red Riding Hood in that movie is in
Was that Dory Alley?
No,
wearing lace bandana in her right pocket.
Apparently was in Orange Is the New Black's final season. That's all. If you had ever seen that movie,
as
if you were a
character?
Drama club gay, then you would have been, you would have found this interesting. But no, you're not. I don't know. Somebody tweeted it and said, oh my God, the Little Red Riding Hood from the movie back in the day is now grown up and is this character, blah, blah, blah.
I know you probably gave up on Orange Is the New Black a long time ago.
Absolutely.
But I just wanted to say I was very thankful for all of the episodes. And I always thought it was like, great content, and I always thought they let a lot of different women, especially women of color, shine on that show and have these like in-depth roles that they got to like speak their truth and speak in different languages and that sort of thing. And I really loved the series as a whole, and I was actually kind of sad that it was over, though it ran its course with 7 seasons. But yeah, I was just thankful, and I sat there and I watched every episode over the weekend and thought, I'm really gonna miss this show.
Is it over completely?
Yeah, it was the final season. It's done.
Wow. And you were happy with how it wrapped up?
I was. Okay. And like thinking back on it, 13 episodes is never a whole lot for any one season, at least from my standpoint, if I'm used to like shows like Grey's Anatomy who have like over 20 in a season. So I don't know. It always seemed light and quick. And certainly there were seasons I didn't love as much as the others, but I really did like it. And I was sad that it was over. And I wish a lot of those women well. And I hope they get to like continue doing great stuff, because I was a really big fan of the show. And then this last season, they did a lot on like ICE and like the Hispanic women. Some of the ones that had been like released from prison were then like picked up by ICE. And I just thought it was done really well. And I thought it was always very topical. And they talked a lot about like what was going on in the world as a whole. And I appreciate when my scripted shows like tie back to what's going on in the real world and kind of shine some light on that.
Totally. I mean, I really liked it when I first started watching it. I don't know why I fell off. I just don't really, you know me, I can't really keep up with the shows.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Tumblr. You gotta search your indirects.
I just don't have like the attention span, to be honest. It's like I would love to watch Game of Thrones. I would love to watch this and that. I don't know. All the shows that people say are really good. It's like, but like to be able to focus for that long. Orange Is the New Black, I did really love how they they dove deep into characters every single episode. It reminded me a lot of Lost and why I loved Lost. And then like after a while, it's like you fall in love with all these characters. But it's also one of those shows where it's like, I can't remember everyone and blah, 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 blah. And, you know.
Yeah, I knew you would say that.
Because I need to like really focus. I'm bad at that.
Honestly, that's what I was thinking as it was wrapping up. And as I got to the last few episodes, I thought there is rarely a show that I genuinely love like every character and am truly invested in each of their stories, whether I like them or not. Like even at this point, there's characters on Grey's Anatomy that I like hate their plot points and I hate their characters. But I really kind of looked at Orange Is the New Black and thought, wow, I genuinely am invested in like every single one of these characters who's a main character of the show and like care about them and want to see what happens. So good
writing.
Did
you watch Special on Netflix?
I watched the first episode and it was like, it was only like 15 minutes.
It's short because I think it was initially made for web series and then it got picked up. And then I think that's why it's like a shorter format. And I don't know. But it's really easy to get through all of it. And I will say it gets only better after the first episode. But I had a kind of along those lines of what you just said for Orange Is the New Black, how you liked every character's plot point and you cared. There were just some characters that I like really didn't care about, but like the main characters I loved, and I wished that I loved, like I don't want to say who, but like it because I don't know, but you know, but like I just wish I loved all the characters and like actually cared about all the characters.
See, I watched that first episode and I thought I think it was like the boss character was just so unrealistic over the top to me that like I don't mind when characters are unrealistic, but when it's like when it comes across as like social commentary on my generation or like people who work in media, I don't know. It's hard for me to digest because it was just so unbelievable,
right?
And annoying.
No, I mean, I agree. And I think that was like, it wrote a fine line of like what it was trying to be. Is it parody? Is it like realistic?
Yeah, yeah. It never felt like it completely crossed over into full-on parody.
I think you should watch the rest of it. I think you should watch.
Yeah, I'll give
it a try. Keep watching. Because the main character I really loved, Ryan O'Connell, yeah. And I thought it was really, I don't know, I thought it was really brave and important and, like, great representation and just, like, a lot of vulnerable performances throughout the entire series. And then his best friend was really funny. I think you would love her. But, yeah, I watched that. I think that's the most recent thing that I've watched the entire thing of. But actually, no, I just finished When They See Us. Did you watch that?
I saw your posts. I saw your Insta story about the like after show special, and a cute boy also told me to watch it. So I guess I should.
It was incredibly done. What's her name? Ava DuVernay. Am I saying that right? Ava.
I don't think you're saying her last name correctly, but
I think that's what, you know, when you read a name a million times, Ava DuVernay. Yeah, I'm saying it right. Anyway,
I love that.
Ava, it's her show, but it's about the Exonerated Five from the Central Park accusation of, you know, from like the 90s. Or do you know anything about that? From like back in the day?
Yes, I'm familiar with the story a little bit.
Okay. Well, it like goes through what really happened from their perspective, the five that were accused of raping this girl. And it is bonkers to watch because it's just like gut wrenching. And you can tell that like the media and Donald Trump and the police and the quote unquote justice system, it's like all of this is so fucked up, and it's a true story. And it's a 4-part series. And then there's an after special that you should watch on Netflix. But like Anthony and I watched it, and we took our time watching it because that's how I watch everything. But like, so I watched one episode, maybe two episodes a week kind of, but we finally finished it. And oh my God, it was just like, I feel like everybody in America needs to watch it. And it was very powerful, and I just wanted to say I loved it. And it's a weird thing because it's like I didn't love it. I actually like it, like was painful to watch, but I thought it was really well done and powerful. And then especially when you watch the Oprah special of her interviewing the cast and the crew and the actual five that were accused of what the whole series is about, it was like, holy shit. It was a very important thing, and I was happy that it exists and grateful that it's on Netflix. You should watch it.
I'm V into that.
You should watch
it. You know I have nothing else going on in my life. I'll just watch all of the TV.
What movies have you seen? Anything?
Oh, I saw The Lion King, which we discussed.
We already talked about that.
Oh, I saw, what's it called? I saw The Farewell.
Oh my God, I want to see that.
Which was actually so, so, so good. If anyone doesn't know, it's with Awkwafina. And it follows this Chinese family who finds out that their grandma, who still lives back in China, is sick with cancer. And they're debating like the cultural differences between how a Chinese culture, when somebody's sick terminally, they don't really tell the person because they're afraid it'll affect like their mental health. And if you find out that you're sick, like what that'll change about your demeanor and your personality, and just the struggles that the family has with kind of watching the grandma go through being sick and not telling her because they don't want to like change her life or change her lifestyle. I loved it. I thought Awkwafina was like incredible because she plays a very serious role, which is different
for her. So is it like a drama?
I cried. It's like, it's not like a drama. It's a lot of like lighthearted, it's obviously a very serious topic if it's talking about a family member with cancer, but it's done in a very like lighthearted way where there's parts where you'll laugh, there's parts where you'll cry. The woman who plays the grandma is incredible. I loved the entire cast.
I need to see it. I've heard only good things.
It was so cool to kind of, I don't know, I always appreciate being able to be like, watch a movie and feel like you're being invited in to kind of learn about a culture that you might not know about a whole lot about. So it was very interesting to see. There's a lot of like subtitles and stuff, which you get to see because a lot of the family that's based in China still obviously talks in Mandarin. And yeah, it was It was like so well done.
Well, two things point to me loving it. Number one, your recommendation, and number two, it's an A24 film, which I feel like they are so good at, like, I mean, Lady Bird, Moonlight, Eighth Grade. I haven't seen Midsommar, but it looks like something I would like, even though you say I wouldn't. Did you ever see the mid-90s, the Jonah Hill movie?
I didn't, but I wanted to. It was like I got an ad on my, like, or maybe I just saw it on my, like, app on my iTunes. It was like on sale to, like, rent for 99 cents, and I was going to do it, and then I didn't. Shame on me.
Well, I will watch The Farewell, and I will report back.
I think you would like it. It's definitely playing at that, like, bougie theater by you.
Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I just, you know what I just did this weekend?
Suck dick.
Hell yeah. No, I went to the Odessa concert.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
which
was,
oh my God, so good.
I know Austin FaceTimed me, I assume, from the Odessa
concert.
No, he did. I did not. I didn't answer.
Of course.
Because I was hanging out with a boy.
Okay, okay. Yeah, Austin, and I was Austin, like, is the type to get, like, drunk and FaceTime people. It's like, yeah, I'm like, girl, like, do you gotta do that?
I was like, who the fuck is calling me? And then I saw it was him, and I was a little heartbroken that I couldn't answer. I mean, I could have. It wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But I just didn't have, like, 5 minutes to invest in him yelling at me over the music. Via FaceTime.
It was fun. We all wished that you were there. Everyone was talking about it because it felt very, like, festival-y. It was outside.
I need to, like, figure out a weekend where I can, like, come down and...
Well, I've got some concerts coming up that we can tell you about. And
have a fall moment.
Yeah, I'll tell you when you should come and get a ticket.
I heard you saw one of my coworkers at the Odessa concert.
Oh, I did. Yes. It was a gay. I know who you're talking about.
Fact, he is, in fact, a homosexual.
He was very sweet, from what I remember.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah. He was one of the coworkers that he started at my company after I did. And we were, like, going around one day, like, telling, like, little known facts about us. It was like this team building exercise. And I was explaining to people that Snervous was on Hulu, like, get that promo, baby.
Yes, bitch.
And like, him and this other girl were both, like, gasped because they knew about it, and I think honestly that they, like, attended a slumber party tour, but I think they were afraid to admit
only
it.
Real legends, only
true fans have that laminated lanyard of the VIP access to the
I still have my slumber party tour shirt, and I cut it up into a cute muscle tank.
A skank tank?
Yes, I did. Skank.
With you in the dinosaur?
Yes, maybe.
Outfit?
Yes, maybe. Which,
yeah, I wonder if that would translate well for me at the gym.
It's not cute. I thought it was going to be better than it is. It's
Do
not.
You have colored hair in that?
It's blue, yes, with under a dinosaur onesie. It's all something.
I knew the dinosaur onesie.
The thing is, it's all an image I don't ever want to explain. So it's like, why would I wear that anywhere? Though I do think it would be cute if Anthony wore it sometime.
Yeah, bring it to Coachella.
Sure.
Speaking of Coachella, is it too early for me to have bought an outfit for Coachella?
No, but if you have an outfit for Coachella, don't you think you should be wearing it at Outside Lands?
No, because it's a tank top and you know it's going to be cold.
Oh, true. Do you know what you're wearing for Outside Lands?
No, I know. And I was talking about it with a coworker and she was like, I love Outside Lands as far as festival goes, because she's like, it's just such a different vibe with, like, the outfits, because the weather's not, like, super always warm.
Yeah, but it's the worst because it's like it is hot during the day and everyone's, like, scrambling for sunscreen, and then it gets freezing. It's like you can't pick, you want to pick one
Welcome
or the other.
Welcome to
you
San
can't.
Francisco.
No, bitch.
Story of our life.
So I guess I'm just going to have to grin and bear with it. But I'm excited.
Yeah, I will show you. Good news is I ordered that tank top that I wanted for Coachella, and when it gets here, I'm gonna send it to you because you're not allowed to buy it. And I just know if you get fed this same Instagram ad, you are gonna wanna buy it.
Well, what does it look like? You're not gonna tell me?
I'll show you when it comes.
Okay.
You heard it here first, people.
Okay.
You're going to be very upset. They make it in a white. Maybe you can buy that, but not wear it to the same event that I go to.
Okay. Well.
Another Coachella alone.
No. Anyway, Corey, is there anything else new with you, or is there anything you want to discuss? Anything happening in
so
the world?
The other day, I was listening to the Hit podcast. This might get weird.
Mm-hmm. So was I. Are you talking your porn name? Or is that what you're going
to
bring up?
No, God. What the fuck was that they were even trying to explain? I was on I was on the underground, and I had to do the like 15-second skip back and like re-listen to Grace and Mamrie try to explain their like newfangled idea for like a porn name that involves your parents' first car and the oldest condiment in your fridge.
Right. So mine is...
But I did love whatever one of them was like, Civic Relish.
Mine's Saturn Caesar.
You don't have Caesar in your fridge.
Come over, look.
Is it Hidden Valley?
No, it's off-brand.
Do you
Caesar.
Think like if you
Saturn
wanna, like,
Caesar is a good porn name?
If you my question to them, because I felt, I mean, this is must be how people feel when they listen to our podcast, is that they just want to chime in. And how lucky are we that I was actually able to text Mamrie and call her out for referring to the female gremlin as hot. But also,
well, it kind of was. And don't call Queen Jackie the female gremlin.
The female gremlin looks like Teresa Giudice.
I have no clue the reference, but go off.
That's Teresa from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And
is she the
debate.
One that slammed
there's
a book debate, on the table?
A book.
She goes, "What? Look at this. Then look at this book. The proof."
She's like, "Prostitution whore."
I don't know.
Engaged 17 times. I don't know the exact number. But so wait, my thought that I wanted to text Grace and Mamrie and say was like, if you just wanted to get away from like having your last name be Mustard or Ranch, could you go to like the brand name
Heinz.
Of the product, so it could be Heinz, so like I think that sexes it up a little bit, so it could be like Heinz or like Hidden Valley or like what's the generic brand of mustard?
Heinz. No, French's.
Yes, plain yellow mustard. So I think like, but so my dad's car that he had when I was a kid was a hard top Geo Tracker, but I thought like Geo Tracker sounds
Geo Heinz.
No, I would keep Tracker. I'd be all Geo, and I decided in my head it was Geo Tracker Ranch because we had some old fucking ranch in our fridge that we were only letting one friend eat when he came over, and we told him that's old.
Okay, what about Purple Van, Sweet Baby Ray?
Purple Van. You don't know what kind it was? Was it a Chrysler?
No, I don't know.
Was
what
it
kind
a
of
town?
Van
and,
we had?
Was it a Town and Country?
It probably was. So Town and Country, Sweet Baby Ray.
My grandparents had a candy apple red Town and Country.
I actually think it was a Town and Country. That does ring a bell. It was like an old. With a sliding door, one sliding door side.
Oh,
purple
God.
Van.
Our family went through so many vans. And like, listen, to
and
be
just
alive.
Just receipts everywhere in the van.
To be alive to be alive in the 90s as a child and really get to like experience firsthand the improvements from one model of the van to the next. Like at first there was only one sliding door on the passenger side of the van. And then they put like a sliding door on both sides of the van.
Oh my God.
And
when
then,
did that change? Because I never noticed, but I know what you're talking about.
And then they put the buttons where you just push the button and the door opens automatically and you can push the button and it'll close the slider for you.
I have a strong opinion about that. I hate it. I hate it. Just let me open it. Let me close it. I feel
no,
like I'm
push
start-
the button.
No,
I mean
feel
it
like
does.
I start
like
to open it, and then it's like, and then the driver, if it's an Uber, is like, oh, you have to push the button, and they're then like, I got yelled at for trying to close the trunk when I'm supposed to push the button of the trunk. It's like, oh, well, I'm sorry, I'm old fashioned.
That reminds me of when we went to San Diego Pride, and Steven and I landed at the airport. Steven's my roommate. When we landed at the airport and we went to like meet everyone at the hotel, our Uber driver was like, we were both standing behind the car, like trying to open the trunk. And he was like, I'll get it. And whenever they do that, I'm always like, I'm an adult. Like I can put the bag in the trunk. Like you don't need to help me.
Mine's always heavy. I will need help. Thank you.
And he like came back and we were still both standing there. And then he like gave us a look and was like, literally said something super dickish that was like, what part of I got it, don't you understand? And I was like, okay, ma'am.
He was yelling at you that you were trying to do
it? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
he
no,
was,
no.
And then because, and it wasn't even like, he just didn't want us to like bump our bag into the back of his car as if we were going to scratch the back of his car with our bags. I was like, you're getting one star and I can't wait to never ride with you again.
Well, I think the punishment should be, yeah, let him know with a star.
But the point of the story is, yeah, what a time to be alive in the 90s with those upgrades to a van.
We had our purple van. My dad had receipts everywhere, and you weren't allowed to touch them because he would say, I know it's organized. I know where things are. Don't touch it because I have different piles for different types of things. I'm like, oh, the car was a mess.
My dad would have notes taped everywhere that would be like, don't forget this, don't forget that. He would have notes tucked into his shoes by the door, and it'd be like, remember to take this to work. Oh,
Ken
my God, our
that.
Whole life
Ken
was.
That.
And then
also, he would, the van's clock would be off a certain amount of time, and
I
he
hate,
would know.
You know, I hate people who are like, my clock's 5 minutes fast, so I'm on time everywhere.
Right, that's what we grew up with.
All you do is just deduct in your head the fucking 5 minutes. Ugh, I hate too. I'm livid that you made me think of that.
Oh my God, did you see that, the viral post from a Facebook mom about Disney World?
Oh, yes.
Let's go.
Well,
let's talk.
And that article was written very much like it was the opinion of
the mom.
No. The headline that I saw you tweet at Nathan, when I clicked the article, from like the New Yorker or whoever the fuck wrote it, made it sound like it was their opinion, like it was the New Yorker's opinion, not that it was like quoting some mom who ranted on Facebook. And I thought, oh, you do not want me to read this.
The gist is, get out of the way, millennials. I'm trying to enjoy this with my child, and the lines are long because of you, and you have no kids, and so you're just throwing away your money, and blah 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 blah. And you think I'm a bad mom anytime my kid's
that
crying.
That mom voted for Trump.
Oh,
there's
for
no way
sure.
She didn't.
Oh, for sure. So many caps locks. So many angry emojis. I was like, oh, this woman needs. Well, she needs to put herself down.
Didn't you see that
imagine her child.
That mom who, like, you know how, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this. I see it a lot at work since we deal with, like, influencers and, like, brands and, like, mommy bloggers. But you know moms love those, like, fucking letter boards where they, like, hold up the board and spell out some fucking caption on their Instagram post.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there was one mom that was all, I deserved a cut in line at Starbucks because I have kids. And I'm sorry that you're just hungover from a Thursday night Taco Tuesday or some shit.
Bitch, it was your fucking choice to let those things crawl out of you. Live your own life. I don't give a fuck. You're not cutting me in line.
Well, let
Bye,
me tell
bitch.
You that media ripped her to shreds.
Thank God. I just, yeah, I mean, it's annoying. I feel like you're taking your kid. I'm going back to the Disney thing. You're taking your kid to this park where it's going to whine the entire time. You're going to hate it. The kid is going to hate it. They're not going to remember it. You're just going for the photo op. Like, grown adults with no kids are actually going to have fun. If anything, we might pop an edible. We're going to live our fucking life. Disneyland is going to be great. I'm going to meet Mickey. I'm going to look into his, like, the grates of his eyes and try to see if he's a cute twunk. Like, we're going to live it up.
And you know what? When we finally do have kids and they grow up, they're going to be able to tell everyone that their porn name was Tesla Wasabi Mayo.
Thank you, please, and thank you. Chipotle aioli.
Because we can afford more than a fucking Town and Country.
Town and Country, sweet baby Ray. please and thank you. So yeah, okay, that's all I have for today. Corey, I think we should wrap it up. Anything else you want to tell the kids?
No, I mean, honestly, what a great episode this was.
I'm a little bummed we didn't get to talk about Armie Hammer and his son sucking his toes.
Oh, God, I used to suck my toes when I was a child.
Well, there you have it. Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
I'm at Corey Kuhl, KoreyKuhl on the stuff.
And I am Tyler Oakley, TYLEROAKLEY, everywhere on the internet. If you want, you can go back and listen to a random episode and let us know what you think of it. We would love that. You can dive into any episode anytime. If you're new to the podcast, there's hundreds of episodes you can go and listen to. Corey, I will see ya next weekend. I'll see you in a Kia. Kia
Wasabi.
Oh my
God. You'll, when this episode comes out, you'll see me like 3 days from now.
That's true. That's true. And right? Oh my God. Loser. You know what I'm filming tomorrow?
What?
Filming a video that's supposed to, I think it's supposed to go up on the day this episode goes live on podcast wise.
Is it going to be a good one?
Let's just say when you're watching it, you might wig out.
Oh my God. Not the high wig brushing video.
Dun, dun, dun.
I gotta go.
Bye.